Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast on this Season 5, Episode 2, titled The Recruits. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight on Arrow Talk, this is Episode 94, we will be talking about The Recruits. And yes, finally, Oliver gets his own team. If you, I know we're a little behind, because I know this week's episode also aired, which was very awesome, but we're going to catch up, so don't worry. Thank you for following us. Thank you for all those people that have been downloading our podcast. Really appreciate it. We are live right now for the next 20 or so minutes, depending on how much we have to talk about. We're live at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. If you're listening to us online, thank you so much. Always love to hear from fans. Let's see. We have a first caller from area code 239. Who is it?
This is, I am the Green Arrow. What's up? I'm finally back.
What's up,
it's
Green Arrow?
Florida.
How's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going good. Yeah, it's going good. I'm getting there because I was sick with a cold since last Wednesday, and then I had to go into the hospital last Thursday. Yeah. And I had to watch.
Oh, wow.
I twisted something in my shoulder or something, and hurts every now and then.
Oh, geez.
I know. I ended up watching.
It all happened at one time, right?
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah. I was in the ER all night, and they had to do some tests. But I actually got to watch the Legends of Tomorrow season premiere in the hospital, believe it or not.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but
we'll,
man, it's been crazy.
The Arrow, let me read a quick synopsis of the episode.
Oh,
that way
good.
You can remember what the episode is. It's titled The Recruits. Suit up, Oliver. Oliver's new recruits from Team Arrow are Curtis, Wild Dog, and Evelyn Sharp. Unfortunately, the Green Arrow's training methods prove to be much for some of them to handle. Meanwhile, in the flashback, Oliver initiations into the Bratava continues. So there you go. It was pretty much getting the team together, and then also in the flashbacks, how we were getting a glimpse of how he was recruited in Bratava. What do you think, Matt? What do you think of that
in
week's
the
episode? Bratava,
I think that's what it says in the flashbacks. I thought it was great.
Bratava.
I enjoyed it. I was geeking out all over the place. I loved how Wild Dog always gets in trouble in the opening scene and how we recruited him. And when Oliver says to him, you need to decide who you want to be. Do you want to be just some punk who's going around the streets, or do you want to be someone else or something else? I geek out every time I hear that line.
Oh, that was so
I mean,
good. I know. You know, when I was watching it, I was
show.
Like, wait a minute, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there, of course
the intro,
I did.
It's the intro of the show, and then that one scene when they're all training with him, like, get on the line. That was one of my favorite scenes, and they're trying to ring
the bell,
and then when Oliver was talking to Wild Dog, it was so amazing in how he says, if you want to work here, go look at the statue of Laura Lance and see how it goes.
Yeah, they should show it more often. What do you think?
Yeah, I like Wild Dog and all the training moments, and also Dick.
It's a great group.
It was a great episode for Diggle this last week and this week, too. Supergirl talk yet, did you? Or Flash talk?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I missed those.
Yeah.
Man, we have to redo one because I love all of them.
Yeah, we
I love.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a bit late, but I'm back. But I loved
no
all
worries.
The episodes
no
so far.
No worries. Okay,
great,
so now we get
episode.
To see a lot more Curtis in the Arrow universe. When do you
yes.
think we'll start seeing his like flare? You know, his powers.
I hope soon. Like maybe it'll happen in the crossover. That could be a possibility.
Oh yeah, I think the crossover
the team,
is gonna be epic.
I know it's even hits the 100th episode when we're in the crossover. I mean, God, DC just doesn't stop, Jesus. I mean, every week DC TV just totally gets you hooked. I mean, on all the shows and Arrow
totally
too, especially.
You.
I mean, you just don't like when you're watching it the first time. It just gets you sucked in, and you get so excited, and you just want to scream at your TV. I mean. It was so good this week. I mean, last week. We're doing last week's episode, but I enjoyed it. And
yeah,
we got more Prometheus in Tobias Church. And I don't get why Thea is not still coming back on the team because she goes and follows Tobias Church. I mean, what the hell is going on there with
yeah,
Thea? And
I wouldn't close the door on Thea coming back because, you know, that is Oliver's brother, so of course he's going to want to. She's going to want to protect him. Okay, so let's go to our favorite spots of that week's episode, titled "The Recruits." One of my favorite moments was the training when he had them on the line and asked him to ring the bell. That whole sequence was definitely good. I really enjoyed it. What about yours, Matt?
Oh, I have to say the scene when they're training all together and Oliver's like saying, ring the bell. And Prometheus at the end scene, that was good.
Yeah,
and how
that was another
how he
yeah.
recruited Ragman. First I thought that kid was Prometheus, but then it turned out to be he goes, okay, guy, I'm going to reveal myself to you. He ended up joining the team because I don't want to spoil for fans this week's episode.
Right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. There's a lot of references to Laurel Lance, of course, you know, when the training was going on with name? Help me
Evelyn
out here,
Sharp.
Man. Evelyn. Yeah, Evelyn Sharp.
Evelyn Sharp.
Definitely cool. I think she's going to grow on me. I mean, I like the group. I really do. And I can't wait
to
talk about this week's episode. And let's see. Now, let's talk about a little flashpoint here. We know so much as to what kind of changed in the Arrowverse. Wouldn't it be great Tommy back? Or Laurel back? You know, like something like that might have changed.
Yeah,
I mean, that
would
have been a really great way to bring her back.
Yes, that would be an extremely great way because they're going to do so much stuff in the four-night crossover episode, and I would love to see Laurel come back.
And
what's
going
on
back, right?
Legends. Yeah, especially what's going on Legends right now. Sarah wants to kill Damian Dark.
Yeah.
I know. There's so many crazy action-packed scenes going on.
Especially with Reverse
Flash this week. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even expecting Reverse Flash.
Okay,
back to Arrow.
to Arrow, yeah. Yeah, you're...
I gotcha.
Let's see. Anything else we want to talk about Arrow? Let's see.
Trying to think. I did like the Prometheus ending, and then the big fight sequence when Oliver is fighting Tobias Church. I mean, oh my God, they keep having these amazing cinematography scenes with Arrow. I mean, like when it gets to a crazy, amazing fight scene and action scene, it's so good.
Yeah.
And then the ending where Prometheus shows up, he keeps telling Church that the Green Arrow is mine. It makes you wonder if he's Robert Queen. Or Tommy.
Oh, Whoa, that would be awesome if it was Tom.
I know we're going to get him in the 100th episode from Earth 2, Green Arrow, but
right.
I would love to see it to be Prometheus or it could be Tommy. I think my guess is it could be Tommy because we haven't seen him in years. And plus, I would love to see a darker version of Tommy on the show because we haven't seen.
Yeah, we don't want the peeping
dead.
Tom, Tommy.
Yeah.
We don't want the peeping Tom.
True. But I thought it was a solid, great episode. Every week it's good. But the whole thing with him as mayor, I'm not buying it anymore.
Me too. I know it was a good try, but we should get out of that very fast.
Yeah. I don't want Oliver Queen as mayor anymore. I know he's good trying to save the city and all that, but I kind of miss it like back in season one where he is at the Queen Industries and all that, and then he's doing the same thing as the Hood and now Green Arrow, and I don't know why. It doesn't make sense for him anymore to be mayor. I don't really like the whole drama side because in season three and season four, there was so much cool stuff going on without him not being the mayor, and I just think they need to stop this crap with Oliver as mayor. I mean, I'm getting sick and tired of it. Like, we need more Green Arrow. I mean, come on. This is his show. We finally got the team going, and I am so done with him being mayor. I mean, where is Merlin right now? I would love to see where Merlin is at.
I don't know.
After
Merlin, Merlin will pop up when Merlin wants to. That's for sure.
True. And he will be part of the Legion of Doom, though.
All right, here are some pretty cool quotes from the episode. Let's see. Felicity awkwardly explaining that Oliver's power prowess isn't as difficult to attain as it may appear. And it says, it's really hot. It's really not. Do you remember where she was like, kind of...
scenes. Yeah, she goes, Mr. Green Arrow, could you come over here for a moment? And then, like, he was always so harsh on them. And then at the end, he has to make sure the team trusts him and then reveal that he is Green Arrow. But I almost thought Roy was going to come back, too. I really want Roy back.
I want Roy back, too, yeah. Bring Roy back.
Bring Roy back. The episode was so good. And Felicity is so funny. And I'm not buying her new boyfriend.
Well, you know, let's give her a chance. Let's give her a chance. She needs to spread her wings.
I know, but she's meant
to
be with Oliver,
though. Just like Oliver. You know, Oliver has slept around with pretty much everybody on the show.
Maybe it could be because of Flashpoint. And due to Flashpoint, Dick has a son. Which is crazy. I would love to see John, because Barry could have created the Star City 2046 from the Legends of Tomorrow episode in season one. So I think that's just crazy.
Interesting.
Baby John. Yeah. John.
You know,
Jr.
Yeah. That's interesting because I wonder, do you think the wife is the same wife?
Lila? Yeah. She was in it this week's. I think he's
still...
Okay,
she was in it this week. Okay.
Yeah, and DC just keeps on going strong. They don't stop giving you hyped up for the next episode. And Arrow was just... They just keep you wanting more and more and more. I mean, DC is just truly better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, a lot of
people are,
you know, ragging on, you know, Arrow that it's time to close the door on Arrow
The
ratings are still there. You know, it kind of went up. This episode kind of went up higher than the season premiere episode. How about that? The recruits came at 1.94 compared to the premiere, which was 1.87. So
and the flashback.
Higher than the premiere.
The flashback scenes were pretty cool, too, after the moment.
Weren't they more interesting? I like that.
Yeah.
It was way
more
interesting.
I like the way the Russian dude, Toby, back, because he was in flashback back in season two. So it's cool seeing Oliver in Russia, but they did say this will be the last season of flashbacks.
Yes, and boy, oh boy, Matt, from the very beginning, we were always mentioning how we were just irritated by the flashbacks because they would put those right when it starts to get good, and then they go to flashbacks, and you're like, what? You can't do that.
I'm tired of the damn flashbacks. I mean, they just get – I mean, you're watching the show, like, it gets to, like, an important scene, then you see this flash of light, and it just goes to young Oliver Queen. I mean, it's not really worth it anymore to have flashbacks.
Yeah. Well,
no.
If you had a favorite flashback, what would it be?
I'd say season one and two because I love seeing him on the island and the whole thing with Hong Kong and now Russia. And then, like, the only reason why he came back was from the island. I mean, he just kept telling Big in season one that he was trapped on the island for 5 years. So what? You go to Hong Kong for a year, and then you say, okay, screw it. I'm not going home yet. I have to go to Russia. I mean, you forget Amanda Waller. Yeah.
Of course.
And plus he comes
and
home.
And then is Amanda Waller
Russian,
dead?
The pilot.
Let's talk about that. Is Amanda Waller
dead? I don't think so. Due to Flashpoint, she could come back.
Oh, good point there. Get it?
Yeah, because I did like that Amanda Waller. And maybe due to Flashpoint, something didn't happen.
We'll get
to
like a heavier Amanda Waller.
Probably, but I enjoyed the episode this week. I thought it was great. A whole bunch of cool tight scenes. And I think I am going to enjoy this new team.
Really do, and I can't wait to talk about the next episode, which is titled A Matter of Trust, which aired this week.
That was good.
On
that was
October
good.
The 19th. Yeah. All right, man, we're going to wrap up this show. Give us a shout-out as we wrap up Arrow, and then we go on to DC Legends of Tomorrow.
I thought it was a great episode. I mean, Arrow just keeps going strong with DC, and I am the Green Arrow. All right, guys, I'll be on the next podcast. Good night.
All right, great. Thank you, Matt. And have a good night, everybody. Talk to you then. Bye.